Hello and welcome to Jules from NZ, a podcast from a Kiwi chick, chock it with roleplay gaming chat and world lore of the most fantasy place ever, Aotearoa, New Zealand. We play games, get deep into RPG, learn fun facts about New Zealand and laugh a lot along the way. Can't wait to have you listening along. Ngā mihi nui. Thanks very much. Kia ora, morena, tēnā koutou katoa. Hello and welcome back to all of you, to Jules from NZ. Kei te pehea koutou, how are you all? Ugh, I'm kei te pai because we are back. It is time for a continuation of the ultimate test. Level 1 D&D 5e characters versus the fierce flying fire starters ever. But we're dropping it down a level of difficulty this time. Yeah, we're going easier. They died last time, so you know, you can't do that again. That's right. We're fighting an adult red dragon this time. Bets on. How long do you reckon they're going to last in this fight? So, who do we have playing? Well, everyone is back for this fight. So we have Sven Fireforge, the Hill Dwarf Cleric, played by Joey of Hindsight Less Podcast. Bimali Ilunt, the Human Hexblade Warlock, played by Samsara of Samsara Dusty on Twitch. Bite-sized or Bits, the Half-Orc Barbarian, played by Erica of Jules' Babies Group. Agrona, the Fire Genasi Rogue, played by Reese of the Fades Clan. Milbury, the Human Fighter Sharpshooter, played by Christian of the Fades Clan. And Com Taruz, the Human Ranger, played by Disturbed One NZ of the Fades Clan. All back on deck, going to take this adult red dragon down. Here we go. We're diving straight back into the action. Let's see what happens. So we're clearing off.
Time for the smaller dragon. What are we going from? An ancient to what? What's next? An adult?
This is adult. Yep. So give yourselves a long rest on your character sheets and stuff.
Oh, yes.
You haven't used your stuff. Joey, you didn't really use your stuff anyway. I killed you.
No, you sure don't have to click my sheet at all. That's pretty good.
It's all right. You've got time to redeem yourself now. We'll put a great big dragon over here on the GM layer so you can't see him anymore. And then we'll restart.
Sam's middle name is Meat Shield.
Meat Shield. Love it.
Sven Meat Shield the Fire Forge is his name.
Here is our adult red dragon.
Is that me? Yay.
Okay.
Oh, did you get the Pathfinder dwarf? Pathfinder cleric?
Yeah, I think so.
My token?
Yeah, that seemed appropriate.
Awesome. Kick ass.
Okay, do we still want 10 feet? Map to be the same kind of distance away from this thing, or do you want to go 5 feet map so you're a bit closer to this thing? Your choice.
Still want to be far.
Yeah, I'd like it to be that. This is easier.
Cool. All right.
I'm back.
All right, you're all. Oh, nice. You're all undead.
Woo-hoo.
Sweet. I'm a vampire.
Not quite the end. All right. Surprisingly, the scenario is very similar. Yep. You are on your way from the village. You have been chosen to be sacrifices or volunteered. I love that there was some drug tech action, all of that. You have approached this field and you have had time because this dragon is casually waiting for its sacrifices to set yourself up on the map. So set yourself up on the map as you would like to be in positions. And
so I this time I will cast Bless on the Warlock, Calm, and is Calm the horseman?
No, Warlock is the horseman.
Warlock is okay. So and then on Bits. So Calm, the Warlock.
Yeah. So Bimali, Calm, and Bits. You have Bless.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. So what does Bless
do? Is there a way to add that to the character sheet?
I will cast it again.
I think it gives you guys a d4.
You can roll a d4 and add the number to your attack roll or saving throw. It's your choice.
Okay.
Awesome. All right,
cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
That works.
only once or for how long?
It's concentration for up to a minute. So I guess as long as you're alive and concentrating on that.
Yep. Sweet.
Cool. So you are blissified.
May we start once again with a hex having been cast upon the dragon?
You may.
Fantastic. I'll mark off my spell slot.
Okay, so hex goes off, and the dragon kind of feels that, I imagine, looks around. Does it do anything to the dragon itself? Like, or is it something that happens mainly to you?
It only really does anything when I hit it. It might feel a bit of a shiver down its spine if I imagine hard enough.
Yeah. Gotcha.
It would be a bit of hubris to believe so.
Yeah. It's pretty magical, so it probably feels like some kind of magic has gone off in the area around it. So it'd be curious as to what just happened more than anything. Yeah. All right, and Bits, whoever's starting. Like, so again, it's a surprise round as such, but not a whole surprise round. It's just like somebody gets an attack off to let this dragon know that you're not going down fight, like, easy. You're not going to slide down its gullet. You're going to fight down its gullet.
One of you guys at distance would probably be really good.
I'm going to do the same. I'm once again, I've always wanted to fight a dragon, so this time I am, however, pulling out the heavy artillery first and using my heavy crossbow to take a shot. Ooh, does a dirty 20 hit?
Ooh.
A dirty 20 does.
Nice!
Hey! Woo!
Sorry for clapping, that's probably loud. I get excited.
And it takes 9 piercing damage.
Okie dokie.
Huzzah!
Haha! I've got you, you beast. You are now mine.
Okay. It goes.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Calm is if nothing but if not confident. Or overconfident.
Cool. It looks around. And it detects you, and spots you, actually do the check, and gets a 27 to see where that came from. So it definitely sees where you are and clocks you.
It sees like a leaf twitching around me or something, yeah.
Yeah. And then it can, oh yeah, okay, cool. 5, 10, 15, 20.
Oh, Jules, I don't think I went,
Oh, yeah, you didn't. Apologies, you didn't. Yep.
Cool. The dragon can stay there because I can hit with Great Expectations.
No. It can't move on its turn. Oh, I mean, it can move on its turn. It can't move as a legendary action.
All right. Are we working with 5 feet or 10 feet squares?
We're 10 feet.
10 feet still?
We're still
10 feet. I guess it's about there. Move a bit closer and throw another javelin. I'd like to cast Rage on myself.
Okay. Do you, like, pull out a wand and poke yourself in the eye and it makes you angry?
It's just a stick in my pocket.
Yeah. I cast Rage!
But I don't think a 15 will hit with my javelin.
No, sorry, darling. No. But it would like to come and fly over here. Well, not fly. It just walks in that one. And it would like to hit you with its tail attack. So it's going to try and do that. How's the 32 feel?
Harsh. For very 17, harsh.
17 bludgeoning damage?
17 takes me down.
Okay.
Well, you're raging, right? So half of it?
Oh, true.
Yep.
So that would be... No. 9. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, I'm still up.
And then it does Frightful Presence. So this is a Wisdom saving throw 19 for Bits and Sven.
And Bits, you have Bless, so you get to add a d4.
Yeah,
I don't think it will do it, but I will roll.
Wisdom.
A 12.
Do you don't bless yourself, eh?
No, I didn't bless myself.
Yeah, you got a 17, so you failed to.
Should have blessed myself.
So you are frightened for a minute.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Yep. And that's its turn this time around.
Okay.
Agrona.
I'm gonna shoot it with my crossbow.
Mm-hmm, fair. It seems to be working. Solid strategy.
Yeah. It's at a disadvantage because I'm too far away. So a 12?
Yeah, no, a 12 doesn't do it. But it does see that crossbow fly past it, and it's like, right, you too. Got you.
Can I try and hide as a bonus action?
Yeah, of course.
Uh,
22. Nice. Okay, so if it tries to look for you and attack you, it'll have to roll against that.
Admirable.
So, Bibbly!
Finally. I shall launch my Eldritch Blast in its general direction.
Nice.
For a 15 to hit.
Nope.
I think I blessed you, didn't I?
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah, so you get out a d4 to
roll
that.
A d4. Yes. Oh, correct. That's a 4.
That's a
19
hit.
To hit.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
All hail Kron the War God.
4 and 2, so 6 points of damage in total.
Nice. Getting some damage on it. Proud of you guys.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Milbury.
How far are we, actually? Oh, still within 400. Okay, heavy crossbow. He's never done this to a dragon before, but he feels like he has. Let's see if it works. 12 does not hit. That feels very familiar as well.
Strong sense of deja vu.
Yeah. Deja vu, yeah.
And at the end of Milbury's turn, this dragon is sick of looking at this thing right in front of it, so tail attack. How's the 17 feel there, Bits?
Not great.
Not great?
But, yeah.
It's another 17 bludgeoning damage if that hits.
That'd be another 9, which would take me down to death saving throws.
Mm-hmm. That would be true. All right. Death saving throws?
This is rolling.
Okay. Cool. That's its legendary action. And Com.
Casually, after seeing the success of my first shot, knock another bolt into my crossbow. And I will... Ooh, yeah, I don't even think a bless is going to help this one, because it's an 8.
Yeah,
that definitely won't help. So it's like, I think in my, celebrations for the last hit, I knocked my sights just a touch. So he's like, damn it, once again.
Yep. All right, Sven, you're up.
What's the range on Guiding Bolt?
Guiding. 120 foot.
Yeah.
Am I within range? Because I can't move closer to it.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. I will give me Guiding Bolt with disadvantage at this thing.
Okay.
This is stupid.
Taz a 12.
Eat it. And then will you roll me another wisdom save, please?
Got it. I'm all over it. How's the 16?
Okay, and then I will also move that way. That's my turn.
Okay.
Very ineffective. I love it.
Perfect. It's your turn. Not salty. All right, at all.
So I rolled a 16 for my saving throw.
Nice.
Nice. Solid.
So you got one success.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and
at the end
you.
Of your turn, because before the dragon's turn, it will do a legendary wing attack.
It doesn't have to, you know.
So it does 15 bludgeoning damage to you.
Cool. And so that's what, two failures?
No,
because I'm prone and prone and unconscious.
Yep.
Yeah, getting hit counts as two.
And then it can fly a little bit at the end of its turn because of that, which is helpful. Lands right in front of you there, and just kind of walks towards you a little bit. 10, 20, 30.
Come at me, you filthy worm! I am Sven Meatshield, and you shall feel my presence.
Goes, feel my presence. With a 17 to attack you.
That is a miss.
That is a miss, yep.
Then bashing it out of the way with his shield. And then he's like, I am all that is dwarf.
And then raging at that, it comes around with a claw and just smacks you from the side for a 32.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah, for 15 slashing.
That'll take him down into death saves.
Yep, definitely. Yep, so that's what's happening with that.
There goes bless, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, it was fun while it lasted.
Cool. And that...
Son of a bee sting, man.
Yep. Is that all he can do?
I still have faith in us. I think we can do it. I think we can take this one.
Agrona, it is your turn.
Oh. I'm going to crossbow it again. Disadvantage. 7?
No. Probably no surprise to you.
Yep. Yeah, that'll be my turn.
Okay. You happy with where you are? Alrighty.
Yeah.
Beverly!
I will ride forward 60 feet, which will put me in range of the dragon.
Mm-hmm. The dragoon.
And then I shall hit it with an Eldritch Blast.
I like that you've got your fingers crossed. Ah, oh, and you do!
Yes! For a total of 4 points of damage.
It's huge.
Okay.
Huge.
Chipping away, chipping away.
Nice. At the end of
Just
your cross turn.
Cross my fingers for the damage rolls as well.
The end of your turn, it just smashes a tail at the unconscious Sven for 21. Definitely okay. Hitting you. That's two death saving throws gone. Yep, you got one left. Milbury.
Milbury's going to have to switch over to the old longbow at this point.
Yeah, getting a bit far away.
Yeah, which is not a bad thing, but at the same time, 18 to hit.
Nope.
Ah.
That's not going to do it.
You got, you know, it's the adaption thing of going from crossbow to longbow, and you're like, ah, wait, yeah. This is all. Yep. Feels different. Got to get into the groove.
Your sight's out. Yep. Everything's out. Yep. It's just like Com said before, he's probably giving you the I understand from the other side of the map.
It's a very understanding nod.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a nod just going, I know the feeling.
Com, you're up.
All right, cool. I'm going to try something that I haven't tried yet, which may or may not work very well, but we will see. I just got to find it on my thingamajigs. Right, I think it is. As part of the sharpshooter, I am actually going to attempt to use Oh no, my feet, that's what I want. All right. Okay. I am going to try an attack with my longbow.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to use a sharpshooter feat, which means I will take a minus 5 on my attack, which still gives it a plus 1.
Yeah.
Which, okay, so we'll go, but I'm also going to roll my 1d, see if this works, because if this works...
That's a hit.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, so 21 minus 5 plus 4, yeah. Yeah. Would be plus 1, so yeah. So that hits. Cool. Mm-hmm. So that now becomes... Twelve plus, if I remember correctly, it is now a plus 10 gets added to the damage, so 22 damage.
Okay, nice. That's the most damage any person has done to a dragon so far.
That is one of the reasons why I took sharpshooter, because if I can get it, it works.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Sven, it is your turn. Would you like to do a death saving throw? It's just a d20.
Yeah, would you roll that?
Yeah. I just wondered if you wanted to or not.
Oh, I'll do it. I'll do it. Let me do it. As he takes forever to do it. Here I go.
Yeah, that's a save.
Nice. That's the end of Sven's turn.
Yep. I'm just recording that for you. Okay, and then it's Bit's turn. And you have one death saving throw left?
Not anymore.
Oh. Bits is dead.
I'll use my axe at some point. Yeah. But I've also realized I've missed a feature, so I'm going to try and remember that for the next round.
Okay, perfect. Adult red dragon does what an adult red dragon does. Flies over here. Makes it to one more, Jules. Yes, that's better, because I was like, I already did the math on this. I can definitely hit you with... Oh, no, that's right. This fire breath is 60 foot. Classic DM mistake. It rolls closer. And it uses its frightful presence instead, because that's all it can manage to do on a Grona right now. So if you would like to roll a wisdom saving throw, yeah, I'm in for a 19. He can't. So you now have disadvantage on all of your attacks and saving throws. Not saving throws, ability checks. Oh, and it's your turn.
Wait. I'm going to do my usual thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And probably fail. 19?
19 nice. Hits.
Woohoo! Yay! Kicking this one's ass.
Okay.
Do I get a sneak attack on that?
Yeah. You popped out of hiding.
Sweet.
Sure.
So, 8. I hit it!
Good job! Nice. Here in the distance. Ghost of a good job.
Oh my god, my roll 20 is playing.
Can I try hiding again?
Sure.
Yeah, I think you can hide as a bonus action.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's next.
If I want to hit.
Yeah.
If I want to hit, I have to roll.
I've failed badly.
Oh yeah, that's not going to go well for you. Sorry, I just have to refresh my roll 20 because it wasn't letting me click anything, which is really annoying.
Looks like Bemily's turn.
Perfect, thank you.
Yep.
That's better.
At least according to the initiative track.
Excellent. When you're ready, Jules?
Yep, I'm ready. I'm good to go.
Very good. Eldritch Blast, first off.
Cool.
Oh, I need to move. Hang on, I need to move closer first. That's right. You are too far away.
Yep, I keep moving. It's rude of me. I'm sorry.
It is. It's quite inconsiderate. You're making my horse work for its meal. Gonna eat a dragon. Right, now I'm in range. Now I cast. Let's cross the fingers. Eldritch Blast. 15?
Nope.
No. I'm still alive. Alas. But I'm dead.
I end my turn.
Okay. All right. Milbury.
You know what? It doesn't work sometimes. Let's try this longbow again.
Sure.
19? That was...
That 19 is that?
A whopping 5 damage.
Love it.
He was imagining like the little metal duck thing going around. He's like, I can hit that. A little metal duck is easier to hit than a giant dragon.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. And it beats its wings and can then fly half its speed. So 10, 20, 30, 40. It's getting closer slowly. Tom, you're up.
Alright. Once again, out comes ADBM to fire off. This time I'm just normal shot. And we will see what we shall do. It's a 14. I imagine that doesn't hit.
Nope, not going to do it. Keeps moving. Hard to hit. Sven.
Yeah, just sort of bounces and slides off a scale somewhere.
Yeah. Sven, last death saving throw, buddy. Well, could be your last, could not be your last.
Yeah, I got 1 success, 2 failures. Here we go.
It's another success somehow.
Okay. 2 and 2.
Yep. He did not. He is annoyed now that he didn't smash you more. It's going to be especially annoying if you pop back up behind him. He's going to be so mad about it.
Oh, if you get the killing blow, like, kip up off the ground from a dead save and kill the singer. Like, I'm all about this. Let's go.
It would be Bits' go, but Bits is dead. So this dragon moves up. And it's going to go for the claw to start with.
Isn't he hidden? Is there some kind of...
Oh, yeah, no, apologies. I need to roll a perception check against his stealth. It's just that he rolled a 8 stealth. I was pretty sure I was going to beat it, being that I have a plus 13 perception. But let's roll. So I get a 16 to perceive, and then I go for the claw, which is
a
31.
Turns out the flaming person in an open field is...
It's very hard to hide. Yeah. 31, and a claw will do 15 slashing.
You're rolling hot.
He's dead.
Yeah, and then he's not gonna make the same mistake again. He claws and then he bites. And so he really polishes you off. That is death save, and death save. He is making sure that you are dead.
Nice.
Plus he's like, I'm the only one who does fire around here, and draconic.
It's my thing.
It's my thing. 10, 20, 30, 40. He can move that far. Would be a groaner's, but you did. Bimily!
Very good. I am in range, so I shall...
It was nice.
It did. Very considerate. thank you. I shall launch my Eldritch Blast.
Nope, not gonna do that one.
Rubbish. And then, where is the other targets in my vicinity? I would rather Hot Snacks be in its area rather than me. I shall take the opportunity to reposition. Yeah.
Why are you running away from me?
Because you're mean.
Your breath smells bad. It's something you ate, I think.
It smells like rotten dwarf.
Milbury.
Milbury, he's going to hit with something one of these days. I mean, he has a couple of times. This was not it.
No?
More people dying. That vicious mauling kind of shook him.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Come Trues.
Once again, ADBM comes out.
You're going to get those dragon horns one day. I believe in you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get real dragon horns on top of my mantelpiece instead of just the little carved wooden ones. That's a 9. That's definitely not going to hit it.
Yeah, it's not today, though.
No, not today.
Sven, somehow. Nope. Sven is finally dead. Just dies unconscious. Choking on his own blood in a field.
I lived longer than last time.
You lasted technically longer, yeah.
Yep, that's his dying words.
Bits.
He doesn't understand them, though.
Dead and adult dragon. Okay, so I'm going to move my full 80. I'm going to dash down here. 160. Gets closer. That's what he spends his turn doing. He's pretty happy about that. Agrona dead. Bimily, there's a dragon. It moved closer to you again. You liked that last time.
Oh, so considerate of it. It looks like it's within range. I should check. Well, look at that. It's far too close. I will fire a Eldritch Blast into its side. Oh, God.
Nope.
And then I shall hospitious retreat.
Fair enough. Hospitious. Oh, dear.
And that ends my turn.
And it goes, wait, where are you going? Come back. 10, 20, 30, 40.
I don't know how to make myself a fox on this platform. That makes me sad.
Milbury, what?
I said I don't know how to make myself a fox.
Oh, you can't, I don't think. Because you don't have DM permissions, huh?
Milbury is in heavy crossbow mood.
Mm.
So, drop and swap.
Fair.
14 again, so no, turns out it's that reciting again.
Mm-hmm.
Nods over at Com.
Yep.
I look across and I just sort of give a nod and I look at it and I'm like, once again, I'm just going to... ADBM. Yep.
ADBM.
We know it.
I forgot ADBM. The dragon part.
Yeah.
The dragon ballistic missile.
Yep.
That's just anti-ballistic.
Not today, though, again. Yeah, at the moment it's an anti-ballistic missile. It's not going anywhere. That was a 9 to roll.
Nope. Ben finally dead. Bits dead.
Dead.
Dragon moves.
Rip, Sven.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. It gets close enough and it breathes.
Gosh, it's fast.
Dexterity 21 dexterity saving throw.
Once again, I choose to fail.
Okay, you can choose to have 63 fire damage on that.
Yes.
How's your horse doing this time?
Oh yes, the horse has better sense than I do. Here we go. Dexterity. Valiant Steed goes down with me.
Yep, definitely. Milbury, you see this happen?
I smell barbecue.
Yep. Dragon turns towards you.
All right. No pressure, but...
Is Milbury last man standing?
Nope. Milbury and Com again.
Nat 20.
Okay. Nat 20!
Oh, nice!
Woohoo!
Yes! Double damage!
First for a total of 20 damage.
Nice.
Wow. Nice. Milbury's not going out with a fight this
Crow,
time.
You got it under 200. I'm so proud of you.
Is it bloody?
No.
Does it even notice?
It's red. You wouldn't be able to tell.
It wore the red pants. quite luckily, I'm wearing brown.
Yeah. Gum, you're...
Find a charcoal coloured.
You're up, Gum.
Seeing the success at... Hang on, we'll just see. So, the success with, that Mill has had with his, the crossbow, I'm going to do the same. I'm going to sort of drop and swap.
The old drop and swap, dude.
Yep.
It's like the pull out and turn around.
can't see that.
Oh, not gonna do it.
15, no.
No, not gonna do it. This dragon sees you fire off at it, and it's like beats its wings. 10, 20, 30, 40, 40.
Oh.
Yep.
Hello.
It's getting closer. And then it realizes everybody else is dead. And it goes, sweet, I can have another turn. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. And it can't quite get you from there, so it'll have to move again. Dash, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. Yep, it had to dash to get to you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's...
So we're back around to Milbury.
Press is Y to swap weapons. and misses. Honestly, it's an adjustment phase.
Yep, it's every other round. I like it.
It happens to lots of archers my age, don't worry.
And this the dragon beats its wings and goes 10, 20, 30, 40, just a little bit closer.
Just
hang on, how close is he now? Not quite. Oh dear. Okay, so I am going to use one of my feature traits from being an astral thing, and I'm actually going to use Guiding Bolt.
Nice. That's a thing that's cool.
Well, that's a nat 20 to hit with the Guiding Bolt.
Nice.
Nice.
And a 46 gave 14, so 28 damage on Guiding Bolt. Plus, Mill, you have advantage next time you attack.
Nice. Well, let's see if he can recharge his breath. Ooh, he does not. Sees you trying to think about running away, and he will... fly up to you to fire 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. Yep, he can do that well within his range. And he will frightful presence you and then bite you for 24 for 19 piercing damage. Yeah.
Well, that will do it, so I don't even need to worry about scaring me.
19 piercing damage plus 7 fire damage, and then he will claw. Yeah. For 33 and claw for 24, just to really finish off those death saving throws, making sure that you cannot come back.
Because my fun one was my next one. I was going to attempt toll the dead on him.
Yeah, fair.
if he stayed close,
I mean, he has taken damage. So,
damage.
That would have been.
But yeah, no, that's me. That's me gone.
Nope, he decides to murderize you in a very dramatic way. And now it is your turn, Milbury, last man standing.
Yep. Milbury sees a black cat pass between two trees and then sees maybe the same cat pass between two trees.
Yeah.
Fires his longbow. 20 hits.
Nice, yep.
For 6 damage.
Nice.
Oh, look at the amount of movement it can do.
Yeah, I was just measuring out. So at the end of your turn, it does its thing, and then it moves a dash in its turn, and it can get to there. And now it's your turn again.
Drop and swap. Give a crossbow. Oh, whiffs quite badly.
Oof.
That's sighting.
Yeah. And yet again. 220. Oh, get out of the way, turn order. 220 is there in the middle of the trees. So.
Wow, that is really close.
Yep. He can get there on his turn. He can't do anything about that. And it is your turn again.
All right, killing blow. Here we go.
Yeah, get it.
Except I won't roll that killing blow. I'll miss. You're lucky this time, Dragon.
Cool. He rolled 2 recharges or tried to recharge during his turns. They did not work. He's going to try and recharge this turn. Still didn't work. So he has to get up in your face. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. That is as far as he can go, and he can still bite you. No, he can't bite you, but he can tail slash you from there. How's a 27?
That'll hit, yeah.
Yep. Tail would be 17 bludgeoning damage.
As the tail is about to connect, Milbury thinks, not like this, and then gets absolutely wiped out.
Yeah. And then you feel on the ground your body being buffeted by massive wing attacks as he continues to bludgeon you to death and take away any potential death-saving throws. The adult red dragon wins!
He did way better.
It was better.
It was definitely better. All right, reset. Certainly
at least bloodied it.
How's everybody feeling? Do you need to go?
See, when we get to gerbils that call themselves dragons, we're going to start winning these.
Yeah. Ooh, so the result of a level 1 D&D 5e characters versus our fierce fire starter, the adult red dragon. Well, it was a much closer fight this time, but the adult red dragon took the win. But our players might be dead, but they aren't feeling defeated. Anything but. They're sure they're going to get the next one, which of course is a young red dragon. I'm feeling confident. You're feeling confident, right? Well, we'll see you next time to see them win it. Surely, it's going to happen this time. Big, big, big extra thanks to my players of this game. We have Joey of Hindsightless Podcast, Samsara of Samsara Dusty on Twitch, Erica, Reese, Christian, Disturbed One NZ, all big fans of the Fate of Aizen podcast and people I play with on a regular basis. But I'm just so excited that you're hearing their amazing playing as well. So, thank you so much to every one of you that are listening, but a big extra thanks to my gems listening out there. That's Jason, Barry, Liren, Ezekiel, Violet, Joey, Samsara, Carl, and BJ. Thank you so much. You are the honey on my biscuits and just the fire in my dragon's lungs. It's you that's killing these people right now. So thank yourselves for that. All right. Noho ora mai, everybody. Stay well. Look after yourselves. E noho ora, ka kite anō, aroha nui. Goodbye. I'll see you again soon. And I love you loads. Mwah. Bye.